this is an interview with Susan Hull, interviewed by Suze Earps. Susan, I wonder if we could start by having a little recap on your life before you moved to East Meon.
Right.
Where were you born and when, and a little bit about your school days, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a child, I lived at Ilton-on-Sea near Bognor, and I went off to boarding school, the Royal School for Daughters of Officers of the Army, which was actually in Bath, but because it was still the wartime then, we were evacuated to Longwood. So I spent the first few years of boarding school in the country at Longleat, which is wonderful. And you go back now and you think, oh yes, in that great big room, we had whole house of 20 little school beds there.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
So it was good, that. And then I was back in Bath when I was older and wanted to go down the town, so that worked very well indeed. And then when I left school, I became a nurse, a SRN. I went to Bart's Hospital for that. And then, a typical thing, I married a medical student, and we moved down eventually. First of all, we were in Cheshunt in Hertfordshire, and two of the girls were born... one girl was born before then, and two of them were born at Cheshunt. And then we moved down to practice in Linford, Headley, Borden, that area. So I was married to him for 25 years. And we had the three girls, Janet, Sally Ann, and Helen. And Janet and Helen both live in Alton with their families, really left home now. And Sally Ann's in Switzerland with her three. And then when Alan and I split up, I was on my own in a small house at Kingsley, near Borden, an old house, and I extended that considerably. I then met David, and we decided that we wanted to make a new house between us, and we were looking, and we drew an irregular line in the map that was near his work. He made trailers that he was in charge of making, well, he was his firm, making trailers at Alresford, trailers of all sorts, and I wanted to be nearish my mother and nearish my work at Alton, because I went gone back to nursing part-time at Trelaw's. And I wanted an old house. David didn't mind. He was quite happy with a new house, but he said, all right, if you want a new house, that's okay. But it's got to be convenient. And all the old houses we looked at, he considered, weren't convenient. You had to go through the downstairs and through the kitchen to get to the loo, for instance, which wasn't his cup of tea at all, nor mine, really. And others were dark. Anyway, we eventually found this one, and it suited us both.
So it was more the house that you came for than the village
wasn't
it?
I'd only been to East Meon once before.
Yes.
Although I hadn't lived very far away, because we used to live at Headley. And we thought, well, yes, this is just about right for us. So we put in a bid for it, and then the owners, Dick and Anne Hutchings, said, oh, well, actually, somebody else has just put a bid in, but I'm not sure they can raise the money. And so we kept our fingers crossed, and they couldn't. They dropped out, and then we got it.
So
that was lovely. And we've extended it quite a bit since.
And what year was that you moved to the village?
In December 1984.
Right. And what sort of condition was the house in when you first came here?
Well, the house was in a reasonable condition. We've extended it, but it was quite a good condition. And Dick... Hutchings, the previous owner, had got these two condemned cottages when he bought it 16 years beforehand, and converted them into one, and added on the outhouses, which he used old oak timber taken from a building in Petersfield, actually, which was being demolished, and old tiles, so it all ties in well together. The garden was not as it is now, very definitely. The bottom part was just an orchard, and all the trees had canker, so we can't grow apple trees.
Uh-huh.
I think we'd have plum and other things. We've got lots of soft fruit, but not apples.
So when you first came, did you concentrate on the house or the garden or a bit of both?
I suppose it was really the garden, because the house was livable in.
Yes.
But then we extended it. We put a bathroom in the... Because when Sally Ann came over from Switzerland with her three, with one bathroom in the house, it really was a bit pushed.
Yes.
So we put another one in, which made our room... slightly, well, en suite, which took out some of the attic space above the outhouses. And then later on still, we put a little garden room on in the corner of the house, and one of the garages I've since made into a a study or an extra room.
Yes.
So we've gradually done that. But the garden, we changed a lot.
So what did the garden have many plants in when,
no,
it, when you arrived?
No, very little. It was just a narrow bed around the top of the drive and a narrow border. And no, it was not much in it. And like I say, no vegetable garden at all.
And it's all your design now. You didn't have help with...
No, didn't have any help. No. But there was an old, ancient hawthorn hedge that came down from the top. It still is at the very top. And it came all the way down to the gate here. And Dick, the Hutchings, had taken out part in the actual garden. But it was left in what was the orchard next door. And so we had to pull this gate out, this hedge out. And
gosh, I bet that was a job.
David got a winch and did it with that way. And then we put all the soft fruit and the vegetable. I have made the vegetable garden smaller now, but it's still there.
Yes.
And put a greenhouse up.
Well, I think your garden is very well known now in East Main, isn't it? And always open for the gardens
open.
And
I think I've had it open almost every time since they first started.
Yes. And I think it's a favourite with all the people who visit the village as well. What about your involvement with the garden club then? Because talking about gardens, I know you've been involved with the garden club for a long time.
Yes, I have. I joined the garden club really as soon as I got here, because I knew that I'd belonged at Headley to their one, and I knew that I wanted to belong to that, so I did, and I very soon got on the committee, and I've been on and off the committee ever since, I suppose. Yes, I've been quite involved with that. I was secretary at one time, but was I chairman? I can't remember. I think I was chairman, actually, yes.
So you've been very involved in the Gardens Open and in the August show.
Well, Adrian Pelly started the Gardens Open. He started it just 1 year, and we had, I think, a lot of gardens that day and that time, and it was in August. But it wasn't a good month to have them open because, well, there's not so much, everything's going over there to a certain extent. And so we then changed it to having one in April, when we've got the daffodils, and hopefully the daffodils in the churchyard. And then one in June, when hopefully the roses and delphiniums and things like that. But that's been changed again now. So everything changes quite likely.
What about people in the village that you perhaps were on the garden committee with, and older people that you perhaps aren't here anymore? Can you tell us anything about some of the people that lived in the village a long time?
Yes. Well, not much, but the Fisher sisters who lived in Temple Brow, they were a lovely old couple. I knew them, and they were very knowledgeable, or certainly Clara was. And then, Adrian Pelly, he had a lot to do with the garden club, as did Peter Street, all being chairman in their time and being very helpful and always having their gardens open and so on.